quickly, I'd like to ask that you open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 5. Well, in Revelation chapter 5, you know that Revelation 4 and 5 kind of go together, a scene in the heavens, and we don't have time to really get into it. Like, I really don't have that hour and a half, 2 hours that I would like. But let me just mention a couple things. And one is there in verse 9. It says, and they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. From beginning to end in the Bible, we see that God has a heart for the nations. Not just us. Not just Jerusalem. Not just the U.S., not just Jupiter. God has a heart for the nations. And as you folks are involved with missions, you're involved with what is the heartbeat of God, what God is doing. It's exciting to look throughout the Bible and see all the places where God has a burden, has a heart for the nations. And in this context, John starts off talking about this book in the first four verses, the book that is sealed with seven seals. But he moves on, talks about the Lion of the tribe of Judah, there in verse 5, the root of David, who hath prevailed to open the book. And then in verse 6, he begins to talk about the Lamb. Verse 6 and 7, down in verse 12, worthy is the Lamb. We often forget how key the Lamb is in the Bible, in human history. You remember when God delivered Israel from Egypt, led them out into the, really the family of Abraham, led them out into the desert. And one of the first things he had them do was to build a tent. Remember? The tabernacle. Specific dimensions in terms of width and height and length, the furniture, the different articles inside the tabernacle. And then three times a year, every male was to come to the tabernacle and to bring a sacrifice. And there in Leviticus 1, as it talks about the sacrifice, when they brought a lamb, remember they performed a little ceremony there just before the lamb was slain. They brought the lamb, and then they performed a little ceremony. Remember what it was? They reached down, they put their hand on the head of the lamb. And although it doesn't say, they probably said a little prayer. And symbolically, there was a great thing happening there. There was a transfer of their sin and their guilt to the Lamb. And the Lamb died shortly thereafter in their place. It's a beautiful picture of what the Lamb of God would one day do on the cross. And today, when a person that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, when they call upon Christ, the Lamb, who died in their place, the Bible says an amazing thing happens. Their sin and the punishment for their sin is transferred, or has been transferred, to the Lamb. And the perfect righteousness of the Lamb has been transferred to the sinner. A beautiful thing. You know, one of the things in seminary years ago, teachers told us that, hey, there's these kind of strange beliefs out there. You know, pantheism. You got to be. Does anybody really believe in that? I thought, but come to find out over the years, there's a lot of people who believe in that, or some form of pantheism. But over the years on the mission field, it's kind of surprised me what's happened to the word gospel, and it's happening from missionaries that come from North America. They're redefining the word gospel. We hear about liberation theology, which teaches the gospel is liberation. And part of us wants to say amen, because it is liberation in a sense. Not in the same sense they mean it. Because they want to say that the gospel is liberation from poverty. We're here to present the gospel, to teach you how to escape from poverty. That's not the gospel. That's not negative. That's not necessarily a bad thing to help people in that way. But that's not the gospel. Some come down and they'll teach, not with our mission or Independent Baptist, but some missionaries from North America come down and teach that the gospel is liberation from ignorance. So we're here to educate you. And that's the gospel. That is not the gospel. It just surprises me, all the people that want to redefine and change the gospel. There's one that we've all heard of and seen perhaps on TV. The gospel is prosperity. We're going to teach you how to be prosperous. People get excited about that. That's not the gospel. In the sense, that kind of prosperity is not the gospel. One that I've noticed more and more recently is the gospel is compassion. Now that's a tricky one, because compassion is a good thing. We want to be compassionate. But you know what? You can be compassionate and not share the gospel, the real gospel. So we need to be careful, at least there in South America, we're running into people trying to redefine the gospel. The gospel is redemption. The gospel is the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did for us on the cross. The gospel is that we are sinners, but God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Sinners can be forgiven because our Savior went to the cross and died in our place. And that's the gospel. And it's a tremendous message. I want to encourage you to keep sharing that message. But one other thing here, verse 12. It says, worthy is the Lamb. That word worthy is an economic term. And it has to do with scales. We have a place there in Chile where we buy, like at a farmer's market. And you go and you say, I want a kilo of potatoes. So they, and this is really before the digital scales. They put the kilo, on this side of the scale. And what does the scales do? And now they've got to put how many potatoes on this side or how much weight. They need to put a kilo to get that balance. And that's the term worthy. It means bring that balance. This side is worthy of an equal weight on that side. Ephesians 4:1. Ephesians 1, 2, and 3 talk about the great blessings that we've received in Christ. And Paul goes on to say there in Ephesians 4:1, now you need to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you've been called. Well, that's the term here in Revelation 5:12, worthy. Christ has done so much for us. And we need to daily declare His worth. When we go to the store and we look at, for the men, let's say a fishing pole, and we find just the right fishing pole, and we notice the price tag, there's kind of an internal struggle going on, isn't there? That thing is nice. I need that. That's wonderful. I could catch a lot of fish with that thing. But it's going to cost $75. We got that struggle going on. And the struggle is it really worth it? Is it worth the $75? You know, in our daily lives, we wrestle with something similar. Christ has asked us to follow Him, commanded us to follow Him. Christ has told us, the Word of God tells us how to live, things that we need to do and things that we don't do. And we wrestle with whether or not Christ is really worthy of that. Some of you may be wrestling with the ministry. Part of that internal struggle is Christ really worthy of everything, of my all? One day it'll be so clear that the Lamb is worthy. There in verse 12, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Someday it'll be so clear. But we have the Word of God that makes it clear right now. He is worthy. He's worthy of everything. To the very end, He's worthy. And I don't know what you're struggling with, but I want to encourage you with these words that the Lamb is worthy. He's worthy of everything that we have, that we are, that we're capable of doing. Remember that throughout the week. Worthy is the Lamb. Father in heaven, I just want to thank you for these moments together. I thank you for each of these dear folks. And I pray that if there's one here that does not know Christ, perhaps trusting in good works or good things they've done or in something else, help them to realize that only in Christ, only in the Lamb, the sacrificial Lamb, the substitute, the Lamb of God is their really salvation. And help them this evening to call upon Christ to be their personal Savior. I pray that you'd keep your hand upon each of these dear folks. Help each one of us to remember that the Lamb is worthy of all that we have and all that we are. Help us to remember that our Savior's coming back for us soon, and help us to be faithful until that day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord bless you.